Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to another fantastic and joyous episode of Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. We are covering the southern swath of Wisconsin. We each have our own center of our ellipsis.
Ellipses.
Either way, it's an ellipse. The point is that we're the southern swath of Wisconsin. We each have our own towers. And you are controlling the Madison side, which is 1580 AM, as well as 92.7 FM. That's called Devil Radio. And over on the Waukesha side, we are WAUK 540 AM, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And you can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can choose to listen to either stream if you want. You know which one is best and you know which one is not. We'll just leave that silent there. And then a couple other things. You can call us anytime, 844-967-2789. If you want to text us, it's also 844-967-2789. Or just, if you can't remember all that, just remember 844-96-PARTY. Because we're the political party.
We are.
We're going to have some fun today.
Happy Thursday, Brian. Yeah.
Happy Thursday.
A little bit of it's that typical Wisconsin spring day, you know, where it starts with snow and goes into some rain, maybe a little sunshine glaring through here or there, and it's going to be cold all day.
We've swung all several different temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
We've did about a 40-degree swing, I want to say.
Over the last 2 weeks, yeah. Easily.
Over the last couple days, yeah. Even. A couple people have, I would not be surprised that there's more sickness. I myself had a couple hives on my face that luckily went down. I'm sure that some plants decided, oh, I'm going to pollinate right now. Oh, no, I'm not. We're all dead.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I don't know exactly what it is. I got a little bit of a head cold maybe going on, but it's definitely, I feel less congested coming here on the air with you than I have felt all day, Brian. So I don't
folks,
know if it's...
I can't recommend enough. Get a neti pot, take salt water, and flush it through your nose. It changed my life. I had a huge sinus problem before, like almost the entire time I was growing up, until I got a neti pot, and now I can, what they call, breathe again, and also resonate, which is kind of important, especially for a stage actor, to be able to resonate. Then I can have the deeper tones and resonate in my head. It's nice.
I've never tried a neti pot, but I can tell you that I've been trying all day my head has kind of felt like it's like in a vice. So it's really great that we have a show with multiple trains of thought, because it's been a little difficult for me to keep one train of thought. So I'm glad that you and I get to jump from thought to thought.
That's great. We'll be the blind leading the blind here. And next thing you know, we'll end up back where we started. And that's usually what we do anyway.
Yeah.
I do want to say really quick, we talked about it yesterday. I am extra energized today because I have got a future soon-to-be union-made coffee. I went to the Starbucks today that it wants to be unionized in Oak Creek, the one on Howell Street, and I got myself my quad venti mocha. And I said, hey, I came here because I support your unionization effort.
It's awesome. Howell Avenue, by the way, but it's all good.
Sounds good. You're lucky I didn't call it Howard.
That's a different street.
That's the best. No, the intersect. That's the best. Howell and Howard. That really helps me. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get into these headlines.
But Brian, it's a Thursday, so in a couple days here, Wisconsin voters are going to be going to the polls. We've got election coming up on Tuesday, April 5th.
Now, my district, I only have pretty much, there's only a bunch of people running for unopposed, and then there's a couple of school board mm-hmm. members that are up for election, mm-hmm. but that's it.
As a lot of Wisconsinites have this.
So if you're not sure, the best way to find out is go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote, www.wi.gov, and that'll give you as much information as is legally available to you.
You get a whole sample ballot there, Brian. You see everything that's on your ballot on Tuesday at that website. And that's also where you can request absentee ballots up to a certain day. That period is over for this spring election. But Brian, one of the shocking headlines out of Milwaukee is there's a lot of requested absentee ballots that have not yet been returned.
Yeah, there's a headline here. I'm reading actually from TMJ here. this is by Katie Crowther. Election day is less than a week away, and a lot of people are still holding on to their mail-in ballots. According to the WEC, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, that evil bipartisan thing that the Republicans created, as of Wednesday, March 30th, about 44% of Milwaukee voters who requested an absentee ballot still have not returned it. Now, 44%, how many is that? That's nearly 14,000 people.
Yeah, now, that's a lot of unreturned absentee ballots so far.
Yeah. Now, because of a Republican lawsuit, this article goes on to say, there are specific rules on making sure those ballots are counted this election. Unlike the primary in February, absentee voters cannot use unsupervised 24-hour drop boxes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld a Waukesha judge's ruling last month, banning them. And here's some quotes here, because this is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Certainly that is going to have an impact in terms on the number of people who go to vote this year. And this is Clarence Johnson, who voted early at the Zeiler Municipal Building Wednesday. It's confusing because yesterday I went to drop off my ballot where someone told me to go, and the ballot box was totally covered up, said Doris Howard. When I went inside, they told me there was nobody there to accept ballots, so I came here to the Municipal Building today. The Milwaukee Elections Commission confirms they are fielding a lot of questions and wants to set the record straight. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. It's only less than a week away.
Yeah.
Voters cannot return their absentee ballots to a polling place on Election Day, April 5th. Instead, they must drop their ballots at one of the city's 9 early voting locations during the hours they are open through Saturday, April 2nd.
Yep.
You got 3 days, kids.
3 days. And that's it. And
also, Saturday, each of those sites will have poll workers offering a drive-up ballot drop-off from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can go there and drop off your ballot, but if a bunch of people gather in a park and drop off a ballot at the same time, that's bad, right?
Or going and dropping it off in a locked absentee ballot drop box, that's not okay.
That's usually right next to an actual mailbox, which you can also send it in that way.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. So,
and the difference is it's blue.
Folks, chaos is what the target goal is for individuals that do not want absentee ballot drop boxes. Because let's remind everyone, Brian, back in February for the primary election for this spring, absentee ballot drop boxes were allowed. So now we have voters that are going to perhaps where they deposited their absentee ballots earlier this year, 2 months ago, less than 2 months ago. On February 15th, and they cannot return their absentee ballots in the same places they voted for the primary of this election. So definitely a lot of chaos, confusion. If you have questions, go to myvotewi.gov, I believe.
If you are interested in getting an absentee ballot, today is the deadline to request an absentee ballot by email, mail, online, or fax. If you request a ballot by mail, a photo of an ID can be uploaded. 24-hour unstaffed drop boxes are closed this election due to a court order. Absentee ballots may be returned to any early voting location during voting hours. 3 sites are open for early voting Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on the weekends, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Midtown Center, the Zablocki Library, and the Zeiler Municipal Building.
I believe that's Monday through Friday leading up to the, and on Saturdays leading up to the election, though. I do not believe Monday, April 4th, that option is available. So if you're looking to vote absentee, I do not believe you can do that the Monday before.
There are also 6 other sites where there is early voting open Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, and Saturdays 10 to 3. That's the Bayview Library, the East Library, Good Hope Library, the Tippecanoe Library, Villard Square Library, and Washington Park Library.
Mm-hmm. And so, all polls are open on Election Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Make sure you bring your ID to vote. If you want to know what your ID, what ID can be used, you can go to myvote.wi.gov, and that'll tell you what you can use. And you can, I believe, still use an expired ID.
Yeah.
But again, you have to double check.
All of that information can be found at myvote.wi.gov.
All right.
Perfect, Brian. Well, you want to know? Did you already vote? I'm curious.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I like going on the day of. I will absolutely do an early vote at during times that I can't be there, but I can run it in no problem.
Gotcha.
I like being there. I like saying hi to everybody, and I like voting on
election day too.
Yeah, I like thanking everybody there too.
Look at you. That is very on brand for the Brian Kelly I know. I can absolutely see you going in there and almost maybe in pre-pandemic times, but maybe still now, just like shaking every poll worker's hand.
I'm not that bad. I appreciate civic service and I appreciate civic duty. I don't really care what party you're from. If you're part of the solution and you're part of getting everybody involved, I am down with that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's shocking to me that it's already here, that Election Day is on Tuesday. But, folks, we got a number of headlines here in Wisconsin that we're going to dive into. Brian, you'll never guess, and we're going to maybe dive into this in this next segment, but throw the question out there. Do you know who is down in Florida right now on a trip to Mar-a-Lago? The answer might surprise you.
It would not be someone who's considered somewhat of a reasonable Republican at all, would it?
We're going to take some guests. Callers, if you've got an idea of who might be down kissing the ring at Mar-a-Lago for Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, going down to Florida, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to dive into that story. We got a new AG candidate entering the race in the Republican primary, and some Foxconn updates as well. So got a jam-packed show for you here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, taking your calls all hour long. Brian, I was a little shocked by this Mar-a-Lago news. I'm not going to lie. It was shocking. Yes.
Why was that shocking to you?
I found it shocking.
Dude, absolute power corrupts absolutely. If it's like a black hole. You don't even know what you would do.
You're telling
me
you're not surprised whatsoever?
Dude, you're telling me you'd say no to a Mar-a-Lago trip even if it was like completely all paid and everything? You'd have to...
Yes, I would say no.
I mean, yes, you and I would treat it as like a... I'd say yes. A resort and stuff, you get everything paid for, swim up bar and everything. It's like going to listen to a timeshare lecture, you know? You get to the resort, but you have to listen to the lecture to get through it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do it still. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call. We'll be right back.